Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Stories that make you go, this is not a This is beyond a WTF. I don't know that there's quite words for the Cider case, the 16 kids, and the horror mutants that were raising them, other than it's like The Hills Have Eyes have come alive. And I want to say this before we get into this conversation. This is not an isolated incident. Now, with these people, not with society in general. If you think the Siders are a one-off or way off, I challenge you to go through specific neighborhoods or specific areas or specific cities or almost any city in the United States. And I would venture to guess you're going to find these folks in their hives of horror everywhere you want to be or don't want to be. And because of that not wanting to be, it's that we don't talk about it. We don't share. We don't say anything. We let live and we let, you know, just live and let live. What could go wrong? It's their rights. It's their bull effing shit. Well, they want to live in squalor. They don't have money to do this. Yeah, money. It don't take money to not live in squalor. In fact, it'd be actually the opposite. You could live very frugal and very, very poor and not live in these types of conditions. I've been very, very poor before. Maybe many of you have as well. And you know, money ain't the freaking answer to this question. It ain't a question of money. It's a question of what do we accept in a society and what do we push off to the edges and pretend is not existing until you get this shit show. Let's get into this. And your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We're going to be talking about this case, I can imagine, for quite some time. The only reason anybody found those children is because Gary Siders Jr. reportedly couldn't stop exposing himself to his neighbors. You know, I hate when that urge comes up and you're just like, hey, neighbor, you barbecuing over there? Oh, why don't you got any pants on? Oh, you don't have that problem either? Four times in May. May 23rd, May 27th, May 29th, and May 31st. Four misdemeanor counts of indecent exposure. And this is just a misdemeanor. You can show your junk to the neighbors and it's just like slap on the wrist, living in squalor with 16 kids, and you're showing it to the neighbors. But who are we to judge, right? Who are we as a society to be like, we don't judge. We live and let live. We need to do a little less of that. That's what generated the warrant. That's what brought Vinton County deputies to 182 Omer Street in Hamden, Ohio on June 30th. Not a CPS referral, not a concerned teacher, not a pediatrician who noticed something off. A misdemeanor warrant. Deputies showed up expecting to arrest one man on a low-level charge. They did not expect to find 16 children inside, or so they say. We didn't expect this. 16 children, ages 18 months to 18 years, boys and girls. Investigators say they were living in 12 by 12 foot room, contaminated with human waste and insects. If you've seen the pictures, you're like, oh my God. Some of them couldn't speak, some couldn't read. An 18-year-old couldn't write her own name. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson said they looked almost feral. Vinton County Sheriff Ryan Kane said livestock is kept in better conditions. Wilson called what he saw pure evil. He said if investigators had waited another 24 hours, there was a high probability they'd be dealing with multiple deaths. Would they? Because they've been going on this long. Was there a high probability, or did you finally, you know, shit came to roost? And every single one of those children was born at an area hospital. Everyone. Keep that in mind, because it matters later. One more thing. The attorney general used a specific word to describe what happened in that house, a word that carries implications far beyond neglect. Intrafamilial. Remember it. Seven of the children were taken to hospitals in Columbus. Two were airlifted. One was in critical condition. 20 people, four adults, and 16 children in a five-room, one-bedroom house with 1,336 square feet and a 518-square-foot basement. The house sits on Omer Street next to railroad tracks in a village of about 700 people. Neighbors say they never saw a single child. A man who lives three doors down said he'd been there 6 years and seen no kids at all. The four adults charged are Gary Siders Jr., he's 73, his wife Christina Siders, 67, their son Gary Siders Jr., 36, and his wife Elizabeth Siders, 33. Each faces 16 counts of second-degree felony child endangerment. All four pled not guilty. All four are lucky that the officers who arrested had self-restraint, because this is why I could never be an officer, because that pistol that you carry, I might have used it. I might have used it on all four of these fucks. Prosecutors say each of the 16 children suffered serious physical harm. Additional charges are expected. The case is heading to a grand jury with three special prosecutors, including the attorney general himself. Somebody in that house was functional. The property taxes were paid. The water, sewer, the trash services were in Christina Siders' name. The house had running water. Multiple air conditioners sat in the windows. Gary Siders Jr. and Elizabeth reportedly shopped at the local Dollar General near closing time several nights a week. The store employee described poor hygiene and disheveled clothing, but they were regular customers. Gary Jr. reportedly worked as a DoorDash delivery driver. He had a phone. He had a car. He picked up orders, made deliveries, interacted with the public. Then he went home to 16 children living in conditions the attorney general compared to the third world. I would say the third world is the Ritz, Carlton, Diamond Collection compared to this place. What investigators found in that house was not a result of total incapacity. It wasn't. Prosecutors say it was a result of choices. Somebody was choosing which rooms the children occupied and which rooms they didn't. Every system that was supposed to catch it or either missed it, weren't looking, or had been stripped of the tools to look. Stripped of, and I think there's a lot of ways we could look at that. The actual legal ability and the moral failure of looking the other way when people are in need. An 18-year-old who can't write her own name, sit with that for just a second. 18 years of life and nobody ever put a pencil in her hand. Nobody ever asked her to sign anything. Nobody ever saw her try. That's what happens when a child is invisible to every institution that exists to protect her. None of the 16 children were enrolled in any school in Vinton County. The local school district has no record of them attending or receiving at-home education. A state senator who represents the county said calling these children homeschooled is a stretch at best. I'd call it a total blatant lie and a totally false narrative. Investigators say some of the children received no education of any kind. Teachers are mandatory reporters. If any of these children had set foot in a classroom, a trained adult would have been legally required to flag concerns. That's the safety net working as designed. But in 2023, Ohio's General Assembly gutted its homeschool oversight requirements. Before the changes, parents had to prove to the district what they were teaching and demonstrate they were qualified to teach it. After the changes, all a parent had to do was say the words, "I am teaching," or you grumble it or mumble it or not say anything at all. And the state's like, "You're good." State Senator Lewis Blessing, who voted for those changes, now says they might need to be revisited. Oh, you think? There's got to be more oversight to this, he said. The senator who helped dismantle the oversight now agrees the lack of oversight is a problem. It's not a policy disagreement. That's an admission. An admission, Senator, that maybe you should go spend a week or a year in that house living like those children. Let's see how it works out for you. Choices have consequences. The hospitals, remember, every single one of those 16 children was born at area hospitals, not at home, not off the grid. The hospitals, remember, every single one of those 16 children was born at area hospitals, not at home, not off the grid, in hospitals with doctors and nurses and intake forms and billing departments over the course of roughly 18 years. Elizabeth Sider showed up in labor approximately once every 13 to 14 months. A woman with no prenatal care records, no pediatrician on file for any prior child, no medical history beyond arriving ready to deliver. In 2022, she delivered conjoined twins. Bailey Lee Sliders and Faith Lee Sliders, born at Riverside Methodist Hospital in Columbus at 24 weeks. Conjoined, fused at the chest and abdomen. They died within an hour. Cause of death, extreme prematurity. Born and died on the same day. They aren't referenced in the criminal complaints. A delivery like that involves a NICU team, specialist, extensive medical documentation. And it wasn't the first pregnancy at that hospital. It wasn't the fifth. It wasn't the 10th. Some were in the ballpark of 16 deliveries over 18 years, and no medical professional asked a follow-up question. No nurse noticed a pattern, a woman arriving in labor with no records, no prior care, again and again, year after year. Hospitals are mandated reporters in Ohio. That pattern, if anyone had been tracking it across facilities, should have raised questions long before anyone served a warrant on Omer Street. The mechanism that made it all disappear was simple. The family moved. Investigators say the Siders family lived on multiple Ohio counties since 2008 and may have spent time in Wisconsin. They reportedly avoided establishing medical or government records. Every county they left behind was a set of eyes they escaped. Every new county was a fresh start with no file, no flag, no history. Ohio's child welfare structure runs through the counties. Funding and oversight are at a state level. Service delivery at a county level. Every move reset the clock. New jurisdiction, no handoff, no continuity. The Ohio Department of Children and Youth has started reviewing reports involving the family under its near fatality protocol. The public still doesn't know whether prior CPS reports were filed in any county along the way. Elizabeth's brother posted on social media suggesting the state knows something about the welfare the family may have been receiving. If the family collected benefits for 16 children, somebody in state government had documentation that those children existed. They had names, they had ages, they had numbers, and nobody checked on them. Nobody knocked on the door. And I'm sure nobody wants to be accountable now. Watch that space. Watch cover up. Watch people who don't want to be responsible for the system that does not work. Elizabeth Siders is charged alongside the other three mutants. Let's not even call them adults. This is Hills Have Eyes to the nth degree. But her backstory raises a question prosecutors and the public will have to wrestle with. She reportedly married Gary Siders Jr. on March 31st of 2008 at the Mason County Courthouse in West Virginia. She was 15. He was 18. She was 7 months pregnant. Her parents consented. A circuit court judge signed the license. West Virginia had no minimum marriage age at the time. None! I know, these are things you're like, well, that can't happen in America. You want to bet? You want to bet. And that's the thing with a case like this. It's shocking to many who've never left the bubble of America that they inhabit. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault if you've never seen conditions like this. But if you're in a place in America, and maybe you are in a place in America where you can drive through part of your town and go, I bet this shit's going on everywhere. Because it is. But there are areas where you insulated. You don't see this. You're like, I doubt that. Take a little trip to the south. Take a little trip to the north. Take a little trip to the east, to the west, to the middle, to any impoverished area. where there's lack of education, lack of oversight, lack of funding, and lack of give a shit. There will be a mutant mutiny at some point if this isn't stopped. But this stuff goes on everywhere. I am telling you, this is not an isolated incident. We look the other way. It's icky to talk about. It's icky to think about. Sometimes it's damn near impossible to even get stories like this to track. Because the platforms, that makes people feel uncomfortable. We don't want them to see that. So it gets throttled. And people don't like to accept that this is the reality of a good chunk of our country. And that rules and laws like this exist or don't exist. And people are living in their own manufactured realities of madness. A 15-year-old could be legally married to an adult with parental permission and a judge's signature. That judge had the authority to stop it, even though the law didn't require a formal investigation. A West Virginia family law attorney told reporters she would have wanted a guardian ad litem appointed to the bride, separated from the adult partner for questioning, before approving anything. None of that happened. Nobody asked. A pregnant 15-year-old walked into a courthouse and walked out married to the man who got her pregnant. Elizabeth's education reportedly stopped at the 8th grade. Gary Jr. stopped at the 9th. West Virginia didn't tighten its marriage law until 2023. And even then, it only raised the minimum to 16. Go take a trip out there. See what I mean? Her brother says she was indoctrinated. He says he hadn't seen her in 15 years before the arrest. He says she was estranged from her entire family. Her attorney says she considered herself a full-time mother. And then when he met her in jail, her first question wasn't about getting out. It was about her children. Attorney Tamara Holder was blunt about it. She called this just another example of women and children being neglected by the states and agencies that are responsible for protecting them. She said Elizabeth Siders never had a choice of her own forensic nurse. Rachel Fisher said cases like this sometimes involve and overlap a person who can be held responsible for harm to children while also having their own history of coercion, isolation, and control. And hey, and a system that enables it, allows for it, and judges that sign the orders. The system that was supposed to protect Elizabeth as a child is the same system that failed to protect her children for 18 years afterward. The court that approved her marriage, the school that lost track of her, the state that let a pregnant 15-year-old disappear into a household, the cycle isn't incidental to this case. The cycle is the case. One generation handed over by a judge's signature, the next generation locked in a 12 by 12 room. Now remember the word. Intrafamilial? Wilson's full description was prolonged and extreme intrafamilial harm. Prosecutor Tommy Pope said that term is unusual and appears to allude to inappropriate relationships within the family, potentially involving Gary Siders Sr., you think? Former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, as we all know and love from our program, said investigators need to conduct full DNA testing on the children, particularly the other females of childbearing age. The scope of what happened in that house may extend far beyond neglect. 68 felony counts on the books may be just the beginning. The cost of what comes next is already breaking the county that has to prosecute it. Vinton County is Ohio's smallest county and one of its poorest. 415 square miles of Appalachian terrain with one traffic light and a single grocery store. And we pretend, oh, isn't that nice? They're hill people. They're mountain people. We let them be. Maybe we should stop doing that. Gary Siders Sr., 73 years old and facing 16 felony counts, was released from jail after the county determined his medical care could potentially bankrupt it. He fell While being transported, was hospitalized, and more serious condition was discovered. The judge ordered his GPS monitor paid for by the state's expense. A man facing 16 counts of child endangerment is out of custody because a county in America cannot afford to keep him locked up. Well, a bullet could keep him in the ground, just saying. The state is investigating $1 million in emergency funds just to help Fenton County handle the aftermath of a case its own system helped create. The case is already being compared to the Turpin family in California. I'm sure you've heard it. And in many ways, the comparison fits. But in at least one respect, this may be worse. The Turpin children were nominally enrolled in a private family school. There was at least a paper trail. However thin, the Siders children had nothing. No school, no doctor, no social worker, no record. They existed anywhere beyond hospital birth certificates that nobody followed up on. 18 years. 16 surviving children, conjoined twins who died in a Columbus hospital, and the only reason anyone ever looked inside that house was a misdemeanor warrant for a man who couldn't keep his junk out of the neighbor's eyes. Every system designed to protect children in this country, marriage law, child welfare, mandatory education, medical mandated reporting, welfare oversight, failed every one of those 16 children for the entirety of their lives. The question is not how this happened. The question is how many houses like this one are out there right now where nobody has served a warrant yet? And I'm telling you, there are thousands. And we have no system in place to deal with it until it's too late. Only in America. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We will continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.